You need to go back to the old paths. You need to get out of this doctrine of flattery, this doctrine of pride and marketing and money and wealth and pleasing man. You need to get away from all these things and go back to the old paths that will lead you into a righteous life with a living God. And this correction is awesome because it means things can change. We've just take a few little scriptures and make up our own doctrine. Also, as I raised watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the ram's horn. But they said, we will not listen. God's like, you know, I'm going to have real watchmen. I'm going to have people who are going to know that I'm not happy. I'm going to have people who are going to know that this isn't what the church is supposed to look like. I'm going to have people who are going to know I can't stand sin. I'm going to have people who are going to have a heart to know we're rebellious, we need to repent. But most won't listen. So hear, O nations, and know, O assembly, that which is coming on them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil on this people, the fruit of their thoughts, for they have not listened to my words and my law. They have rejected it. Why is this to me? Frankincense comes from Sheba, and the good came from a far land. Your burnt offerings are not for acceptance, nor are your sacrifices sweet to me. Folks, how much of the doctrine that we're hearing right now is about our sacrifices and our works? God says, you don't get it. This isn't about how you can work to please me. This isn't how you can do these things. I want your heart. I want your heart. I don't want your sacrifices. I don't want all the suffering you're doing, thinking you're pleasing me. I want your hearts. All I want is your hearts. So Jehovah says this, behold, I'm giving stumbling blocks to the people, and the fathers and the sons together shall stumble on them. A neighbor and his friend shall perish. So says Jehovah, behold, a people come from the north country. Great nations shall be stirred from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow, and they are cruel and have no mercy. Their voices roar like the sea, and they ride on horses against my daughter of Zion. We have heard the rumor of it. Our hands have dropped down. Anguish has ceased us, pain like one giving birth. Do not go into the field or walk by the way because of the sword of the enemy and terror from every side. O daughter of my people, put on sackcloth, roll in ashes, make mourning for yourself as for an only son, most bitter mourning, for the ravager shall suddenly come on us. I have given you as a sayer, an examiner among my people, that you may know and examine their way. Whew. Let me say this. God is bringing forth sayers. Those are people who have a prophetic anointing to see the sins in your life. Whew. They are people who are given a supernatural anointing to help you clean up your act. They are people who are given the power of God and the anointing and the authority of God by His Spirit, not with a judgmental attitude. Judgment isn't yet. To help you not go through the judgment. To help you to let God judge your hearts now. Hate what He hates now. Renounce what He wants you to renounce now. And begin to live a true holy life as unto the Lord. So He says, I have given you as a sayer an example among many people that you may know and examine their way. They are all rebellious, revolters, walking in slander. All of them are corrupt. Their bellows blow, the lead is consumed from the fire. The refiner refines in vain, for the evil is not separated. Look at that, evil not separated. What are we talking about? Separate the spirit of the enemy from the person. Separate the stuff the enemy has done in your life. That's what we're talking about with rebellion. We need to separate what the enemy's done using people to cause us to be rebellious, and then tell the rebellious it has to go. God and His ways are awesome. What God would have the church looking like would blow us all away. We'd have an unbelievable harvest and revival. Our families would be so godly. Our families would be so full of fun and joy. We would have the best marriages. We would have the most awesome marriages of anyone ever on the earth. We would have the most godly, supernaturally empowered kids to bring revival wherever they went. If we would really begin to line up and listen to the sayers and begin to get free, which everyone who's still here this late is doing that. But look how few are here. Because you'd rather go and hear again about if you put this amount of money in the offering, God's going to give you 100-fold and you'll have that new car by Christmas. Or whatever else all there's. It's like, Lord, why? Where's the word being preached? I'm sure it's being preached some places, but let's face it. I hear old man. I will sit there on a Sunday morning and I will watch for 3 or 4 hours Christian television, and it is so boring or old manna that I would rather watch the news channel. And we're supposed to be drawing the world to the light. Thank God that the Holy Spirit still works. Thank God that he can still anoint his word however it's being preached and pull some people in. But honestly, I cannot even preach the same message twice because there is so much that we haven't even touched that I can't even understand. And I say, Lord, I know it's all to your glory. I know you're bringing forth the sayers. I know you let things get to this level because you are going to judge. But God, judge me now. Judge me now. Change me now. Correct me now. And get everything of the devil out of my heart and my life that I can live completely for you. And then prepare me for whatever comes because they can't take Jesus away from me. And as someone who's lived through a child dying in a very tragic way, and the devil still couldn't steal my joy, he couldn't destroy my family, and he couldn't take away my faith in God, my love for Jesus Christ, or even cause me to pervert the ways of God to line up with my situation. And in that place, God is now giving me honor to walk with him in a powerful way because I didn't change things to make me look spiritual. I accept it where I missed it and kept faithful to the truth of who God is in his word. And God is calling us to shake everything that doesn't line up with how great and awesome he is. We need to begin to see our sin the way he sees our sin. Not with condemnation, with hope that Jesus Christ paid to take it. Thank God, Lord, because when I read how you see us, I'm glad you're cleansing me. I am so glad he's cleansing me. And oh, all that inner healing, all that deliverance. Oh, you know what? Keep it and see what happens. Keep your filth and just see if you can fool God. And God's talking about attitudes, folks. He's going deep with this. So tonight we're going to deal, that's what he gave me and showed me rebellion over and over and over, which led to all these notes and hours in the Word today because I want to understand how to get all the rebellion out. And I'm going to be preaching this for a little bit, but we're going to at least kind of go over these today and do an altar call for those who really can hate it. Some people can hate it easy. Some people can't. Some people like, well, you know, I don't want to give up my freedom. I want to do it my way. I don't want to do it my way. I want to do it God's way. And I don't want what the devil has perverted to cause me to throw out God's way. I don't want someone in leadership or whatever, who I am a sayer into their life or a watchman or have a prophetic voice or even an apostolic call. I don't want them to discount what God has given me because there's a little seed of rebellion in my heart that reveals their big log of rebellion and therefore they don't receive, but it's because I won't deal with my heart. Do you see what I'm saying? If God can get it all out of my heart, then more people are going to receive. If God can get, he can get it out. As you allow God to get rebellion out of your heart tonight in the areas of parenting, in the areas of your marriage, in the areas of employee, and that's why he does the master and slave thing, because it's the same thing as somebody else who has a say and you just do what they say. If we can let God, and even in church leadership, if we can let God totally get rebellion out of our hearts from what the enemy's done to us, then God can give us a voice in every one of those areas. Then you will be able to raise those children without them pushing that button of rebellion in you every time it rears up in them. And Karen could testify. I love Karen. She's sweet as can be. And she will tell you she had hell week. I've never seen her so much go, I just can't believe it. Then I talked to her husband. He goes, I wanted to put my hand through the shower. He said, I'm excited because I know this is at the surface. But at the same time, please, let's get it out of here. See, we think of rebellion as somebody who goes and shoots somebody or somebody who's blatant. Rebellion is an attitude against the governments that God has set in order. Okay, can everybody get that? And I guess government is just the word for it. When you think government is governing, it's the governing way that God has set up in his word. How can you tell where the governments really are? They're in his word. And this has always amazed me, the scripture about the Lord in Ephesians tells the slaves to honor the masters and to do what they say as unto the Lord. And everybody thinks God's into slavery. No, God's not into slavery. But God didn't come to change the world system. God's come to bring his government into the world, and that will change the world system, and it has. But what changes them is you getting... See, what God knows, if those slaves allow rebellion in their heart because of the abuse, they will never have the authority to see the abuse stop. See, Jesus got the governing authority back from the enemy because he suffered everything the devil puts us through without sin, without the wrong attitude, without coming against God. And that's the same way you get authority. The more you've been abused as a Black American, and the more you resist rebellion and walk in real love and let God get the junk out of your heart, the more powerful you are to be used in the hand of God to bring justice. That's why I don't like doing it the world's way. Because the world's way just is us against them. God's way is, look, when you suffer, if you take me as your example and not let bitterness in, not let evil in, not let rebellion in, then I'm going to give you authority there. It may just be in prayer. It may be in a position. All those things are up to God, how he's going to do it. But he always does it the same way he did it with his son. And so the real test of walking in this human journey is to not allow the devil in. Or because we weren't saved, the devil got in. Or because the wrong teaching, the devil got in. Getting him out and then not letting him back in and being made holy. Let's go to Romans 13:1. And I'm just going to randomly pick these out. I'm not necessarily going in a specific order. This is a good one to start with. Thank you, Lord. Let every soul be subject to higher authorities. For there is no authority except from God, but the existing authorities have been ordained by God. Whew. Couldn't have started with a better one, could I? So that the one resisting authority has... this is it? Oh, gosh, thank you, Lord. I've got about 100 or so scriptures written here. And this is so good to turn to this one, because this is like what I just said. I always say, God, how am I going to put these in order? There's too many too fast. So that the one resisting authority has opposed the ordinance of God, that's rebellion, folks, and the ones opposing will receive judgment to themselves. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to bad. And do you desire not to fear authority? Do the good, and you will have praise from it. For it is a servant of God to you for good. But if you practice evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword in vain, for it is a servant of God, an avenger of wrath to the one practicing bad things. Because of this, it is necessary to be subject, not only on account of wrath, but also on account of conscience. For on this account, you also pay taxes. How many people? There are actually Christian groups to tell you how you can get out of paying taxes. They came to a church I was at one time. For this account you also pay taxes, for they are ministers of God, always giving attention to this very thing. To give to all their due, to the one due tax, the tax, to the one due tribute, the tribute, to the one due fear, the fear, to the one due honor, the honor. Do not continue to owe none, nothing, except to love one another, for the one loving the other has fulfilled the law. It goes on to do the laws. And I'm not going to get into this. We have a teaching on Romans, but I could probably reteach it after looking at this. God is right here saying, look, any authority that I've placed in action, you're to submit to. Now, let me say this. This is about natural authority. You don't submit if there is a higher spiritual law that's being broken. In other words, just because authority says that you can have an abortion, you can't point to the law and say, well, look, God can't hold it against me for having an abortion. It says in the law, and he's placed the authority there. Why? Because his law is the standard. The same thing. If they put in a law that says you have to call President God, which will happen one day when the Antichrist gets in, not as a president, but however that works, there is a higher law that says, call no one God. There's only one God, right? Do you see what I'm saying? So when we look at submission to these different governments we're going to look at, this is really important for women who've been abused or anyone abused, okay? God's law overrides the authority of man. Okay? Let me even go, okay, when I put this in the church government, if I'm in a church, if I'm in a church or elders or whatever situation, and they say, this is me personally, this is where I stand, this is biblical, and they say, okay, everyone, we want you to write down your pledge on this card. And if you're a member of this church, we want every one of you to write down a pledge of how much you're going to give. And then God's higher standard, the Lord says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And make no vow or pledge to any man. Okay? I'm not rebellious if I say I can't do that. Now, if it gets to a point where they say, well, you know, Cindy, if you can't do that, you can't serve as a deacon or whatever. You can't serve in the nursery. You know, if you don't submit to the pastor on this, you can't serve here. Then you have to say, well, I can't serve here then. That's not being rebellious. You'll be called rebellious, but you'll actually be obedient to God. And then you will start getting persecuted. It doesn't mean you then go and do a big protest and make everybody hate the pastor and tell everybody else. No, you do what God shows you to do because you're the one with the revelation. Do you see what I'm saying? Rebellion. Now, let's say two people could do the same thing. I could say, you know, I really can't give you a pledge amount because the Bible says not to let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. God's really made that real in my life. But, you know, I will be led of the Spirit in my giving, okay? And they could say, look how rebellious she is telling the pastor that he's unbiblical. But I wouldn't be rebellious if my heart had no rebellion in it. Someone else could say, do you know I am not writing down on any card how much I should give? And their heart could be saying right then, I am not submitting to this pastor. Who does he think he is? One of those people would be in sin, and they would not have the protection of God. The other person would not be in sin, and they would have the protection of God.